From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. Shh. Can you hear that? No, nor can I hear the other items on Q News. They seem to be lost in the cyber world or floated off into cyberspace. It seems that the older forms of communication are finding it hard to hold traction within our hobby. Without contributions, the news sources are but a shadow of what they used to be. And that includes our broadcast news and our masthead publication, Amateur Radio. Often the question has been put, who did you tell about amateur radio this week? And the answer is something that is up to you. However, in the time that it takes to update a personal blog or record a podcast, you can increase the immediate coverage by sending your copy to the Publications Committee, National News, or even this very Q News. Then the thing is that instead of trying to attract followers, clicks and likes, you have already put your story out to a ready-made audience. This is a complimentary experience, as the print and radio consumers can also end up clicking on the web posts and the same in reverse. As I've put things before, the person who follows the news can turn up to your swap meet or want to sign on for the next training course. So the news we distribute to readers and listeners can not only inform our neighbours in the hobby, but also those who see the thrill of getting on air, of experimenting and designing and building projects, whether it is hardware or software. The person with their nose in a book or their eyes following a tablet can be engaged in some arty activities, and as educators tell us, it is the arts that skill us in creative things, and creating, making, is a big thing in amateur radio. With contests on the calendar, with training courses coming up, with sprucing up for the summer wets and storms, with events that attract people, there is much to report on the news. If we make the telling of our story part of the getting ready and then the wrap-up, we demonstrate to others how vibrant, how interesting and how strong is the following of amateur radio, our hobby. If we stop and remember to when we first heard of amateur radio and the things that attracted us, then led us to look for more information. Some of that information is what our magazine and our broadcasts provide. Remember when we were looking and remember where we found out? Let's spread the news. Instead of listening to the quiet breeze outside the open door, how about we answer when we hear, who did you tell about amateur radio this week? I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to Q News at wia.org.au.